AFM, and before there's a brand new single from Lady Gaga. Now you'll recognize this voice maybe more than the face.
Well, my name is Brinsley McNamara, and welcome to Weird Ireland.
Welcome to Weird Ireland. Welcome to Today FM, Brinsley McNamara. How are you?
Good, 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 Alison. How are you doing?
Great. It's lovely to have you on Weekend Breakfast. So at Weird Ireland, TikTok and on Instagram, 320,000 followers on Instagram. I'm trying to break 30. And you've got TikTok there as well. Loads of views. And the book in front of me, which was out last year, wasn't it?
Yep, November last year came out. That's right.
Okay. Weird Ireland, an unofficial guide to the island. And people are fascinated with weird and wonderful. Aren't they?
They are, they are. I mean, people like getting good, you know, pictures for Instagram and all this kind of thing for themselves. People like something to see on a Sunday or on a Saturday like today. So whatever can pique their interest, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I think the thing is, and Lenny and I were talking about this, the producer Lenny, that it's a reminder of the fact that some things are just so uniquely Irish.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Okay, so where did the idea come from to actually put it into action for yourself?
I mean, I was already doing a page on Instagram called Weird West Meath for a few years before that. And the idea from that specifically comes from there's a series of books and magazines in the USA called Weird and then insert name of states. So Weird Virginia, Weird California, etc.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Started as Weird New Jersey. It was the very first one in the 1990s. And it was just, I thought it was a good idea. I thought it was a good name. I've never read any of them. But it made sense to me, basically. You know,
I can find weird things here.
I can find weird things. It won't be hard. Yeah, just different weird things in the States, you know.
Definitely. So it started with that, went to Ireland. And, like, are you surprised by the reaction?
I mean, I always wanted it to do well when I started it last year. I was surprised by how quickly it did well. My plan was start in January, build up a moderate following by the summer, then with more daylight, with more stuff going on, we would make more videos, longer videos, better videos. But by March, it was already the bulk of the following was there kind of thing. So it just happened very quick. Yeah, yeah,
within
for sure.
Within a couple of months.
Yeah, yeah, like 200,000 by then, yeah.
Oh my gosh. You must tell me your secrets. Okay, so it's not just like there's a lot of history there and there's a lot of locations.
Mm-hmm.
And actually in the book, I like this as well. You've got a section on weird statues.
Oh, I do,
like,
yeah.
Often people will see things and then they'll go, I not give it a second thought. But like the one that I did spot years ago, and I was like, what is the story there? And you've given us the story of the monkey in Clonakilty.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Tojo, the monkey in Clonakilty. So seemingly the story goes that there was a US Army plane that crashed outside of Clonakilty in the Second World War, and a pet monkey they had in it was on board Tojo. Now, seemingly Tojo died a few days after, but they tried to nurse him back to health, but the people at Clonakilty were so, like, you know, fond of him, they built a statue of him sometime later.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty
wacky.
Yeah.
And like, as a Star Wars fan, I didn't know this one. I actually did not know there was a Darth Vader Yoda one.
Oh yeah, that's just outside the hotel in Ballyferriter, and on the Dingle Peninsula. I mean,
how did I not know that?
I don't know. It's kind of made out of tire, so it might just, like, if you're very, very busy, you might just not even notice there's something there, do you know?
So what about like the research elements to things? Like, how do you stumble? What draws you to certain things? Are you actively researching all this time, or how are you coming across things?
I mean, it was different at different times. At the beginning, there was certainly kind of a hit list in my mind, because I've been doing similar stuff for a long time anyway, so I already had things in my head I wanted to do. And to be very honest, the earliest videos, most of them were just weird Westmead videos that were repurposed. And then along the way, especially when the page got bigger and there was a lot of traction, a lot of recommendations came in, so I've got spreadsheets to collect all that kind of thing. You wouldn't believe how much stuff is on Google Maps if you're in an area. Yeah, you wouldn't believe how much.
Okay.
Some very interesting stuff and some very unknown stuff.
What about like cross-referencing stuff, kind of going, is this fact or not? Or are you worried about that?
I just say seemingly a lot. So that way it kind of bypasses that, you know what I mean? But I do try my best to say, have something fairly verifiable, or if not, then just add seemingly to the beginning and it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So one of the ones that I was looking at last night, I was on Instagram, was the Loch Ray Monster. Like, that's crazy.
That's a story I heard a long time ago, and I don't even know how I heard it. I can't remember that one. Loch Ray, big lake in the middle of Ireland, next to, you know, Westmead, Roscommon, and Longford. In 1960, May 1960, there was a monster sighting by three priests who were fishing on the lake. It was the 18th of May, so I'm actually planning to go out there soon and try to replicate the conditions of it. But anyways,
They saw something.
It was about 9:30 at night. They were out mayfly fishing, and in the distance they saw something that I think was about 8 feet long in the distance, and it looked like a shape of an eel with a smooth-shaped head, I think that's what they said. Anyways, they reported their sighting back to the land, and this did lead to a mini-phenomenon. It was reported in the newspapers, the national ones, the local ones, international apparently as well.
People did not go swimming there for a long time.
No, but they went fishing and they went searching for the thing, and there was a bounty, Probably a joke bounty, but I mean, if they caught it, they'd have to pay them, I'm sure, but one of the pubs there for the Lochry Monsters. So, no, it was a sensation at the time. And,
That's incredible. And what about the Rhino in the River? What's that?
Oh, that's the River Dodder, a mill town in Dublin. That's just a... it's a big metal statue of a rhino in the river, which might not see. There's no... Normally, you'd have a plaque saying what this is and why this is here, but there is nothing like that there as far as I can see. It's there since like the year 2000, I believe. But It's probably put there by the person who owns the bar right behind it, is what people say. But why it's a rhino... Nobody knows.
That is weird. That is definitely weird. So what about this, Brinsley? This is one of the ones that we're like, how you can't tell what's going to take off, but over 4 million views of milk, getting milk in Supermax. Like, why did that take off?
That was literally a video I was just telling you there that like 2 years before I made that video more, I thought... That's pretty funny. My brother-in-law was getting takeaway and he gets Supermax all the time. And he thought it was funny. He saw one of the options was milk as his drink.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is pretty funny. So I was just in Supermax and made the video. And I don't know if you think it's...
really took off.
I guess it's a good way of showing. If something amuses you, then why not video it and put it up? It might amuse other people too.
Yeah, that's incredible. I suppose like it's a uniquely Irish thing as well, I suppose. And finally, the 99. Uh-huh. Like, where was that?
Oh, that's near the Hill of Tara.
And it would look like it was about a foot long.
Oh, it's pretty. They actually call it a bad boy, and they actually do advertise as the biggest one in Ireland. And it's €4. It's only €4 for the whole thing. Yeah.
Would you actually be able to eat it all, though?
Other people, mine was kind of not stable, and it did fall off. Honestly, so I had almost none of it, but I didn't really mind. I was too shy to go back in and ask for another one as well. But
speaking of being shy, a lot of people online, and you know, when they're building their following, is the cameras pointed towards them. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. Like, you're seldom in it. Are you in it at all?
Seldom's the word, yeah. In fact, people don't use the word seldom enough. I'll start using it more. No, you're very right, though. That's true.
So you focus on what you're talking about and not yourself. Are you shy, then?
I mean, I probably don't come across it now or anything like that, but I would have been a lot shyer. I would have been the quietest guy in my school when I was in school. And I've been building up more and more since then, kind of thing. And who knows, maybe I'll get around to coming on the camera more. I don't think I will. I think the niche that's carved out is pretty fun and engaging and pretty characteristic.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's great. So people can get Weird Ireland, an unofficial guide to the island, and they can, of course, follow you, weird.ireland, on TikTok and on Instagram. And Brinsley, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Take care. Living in an old dress, walking it out, waiting for someone to turn around. But she won't believe you when you fall down.